Dear listeners, this podcast is created by the Linguist team. If you want to practice and improve your English, go to our website, linguistov.ru. And if you want to share your opinion and ideas regarding our discussions, you can email us at info@linguistov.ru.
I will stop eating.
Lola has to stop breathing. So, dear listeners, we are somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Picnicking.
As promised.
As promised, finally picnicking.
Yep.
You can hear the twittering of birds and the heavy breathing of Lola lying nearby. I hope she goes for a walk soon. So the weather is fantastic.
Fantastic, right? Yes. And we have just escaped the bites of mosquitoes.
Yeah, exactly. It was very surprising because it's pretty hot.
It's pretty hot, yeah.
I guess they were waiting for us.
Yeah, just...
They were planning it. They were planning dinner.
Probably they have their spies in the city. And the spies
just informed them.
No, that they're coming.
They're coming. Yeah. Get ready.
On your positions. So I guess that was planned. Yeah, because it seems so.
But we were smarter. We just said no.
Yeah,
thank you.
We changed our location.
We are not going to be your food. And we changed the location. So let's talk about my theory of losers.
You told me that there are different kinds of losers. What kinds of losers decipher?
An expert.
The only expert.
The only expert in losers.
Loserology.
In loserology, yeah. So, for those of you who don't know, who haven't yet read my dissertation on losers, there are three categories, three types of losers. So the first category of losers are the losers who are not actually the losers, but who become losers when they interact with the same types of losers. Mm-hmm. So I call them inactive or passive losers.
Yeah, better passive.
And passive losers, yeah. So in their ordinary everyday life, they are not losers, but when they become friends or maybe start a relationship with similar inactive losers,
they suddenly become active.
They suddenly activize each other. So the process of activation starts, and both of these two friends or partners start a period of unfortunate events in their life. So this is the first category, the passive or inactive losers. The second category is the losers who... happy losers. Let's call them happy losers. These losers are usually victims of theft. They constantly lose something, like their keys,
something minor,
wallet. So something minor. I mean, nothing extremely dramatic happens in their lives. Why I call them happy losers is simply because they are kind of happy. They are kind of proud to be losers. They understand that they are different from other people, and it's like, you know, something to be proud of. And the third category is real losers. These losers are better not to be dealt with if you want to stay alive. Don't deal with these people. It's for your own sake. These types of losers are real losers.
Is there any way, like, to stop it? Or you are born a loser, and that's it?
Loserology is a very young science. And not enough research has been conducted. And again, because I am the second type myself, it's kind of risky for me to conduct this research.
Sure.
Because I can somehow find another type of losers. And just because I'm in a risky group, it's kind of...
Do you think that it can be contagious?
No, I don't think so.
Only with the passive?
Only if you are a passive loser, yeah. But you can't catch it. Okay. If you are not a loser, if you're not a born loser, then you can't catch it. No way. So, which is a good part for most people. And but I'm not sure if you can get rid of that, especially the third type. Well, losers, for those of you who have no understanding of this word, it's a person who is simply constantly having bad luck.
That's right.
Yeah. It seems that it's written in the stars. So, have you ever met such people?
I don't think so. Or maybe I just haven't paid attention to it.
What about yourself? Do you think you can belong to a certain class of losers? Or
maybe I'm wrong, but I always thought that everything which happened to me had some kind of positive result out of it. So
even if it was something negative.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so it really brought something positive.
Well, it's good to think like that.
Yeah. Or maybe I'm just a passive loser and I haven't met another passive loser.
Maybe it's possible.
Yeah, so but how can you, for example, if I'm a passive loser, and
you never know until you activate, you get activated.
Okay, there should be some kind of a test.
Oh, just like a pregnancy test.
No, I mean, you start communicating with some person, and you are not sure whether he's a passive loser or he's not a loser, and there must be some kind of a test.
You know. I think it's not difficult to invent that kind of a test.
Yeah.
Just a simple questionnaire.
Yeah.
20, 30 questions. Before you start making friends with this person, just ask him to answer these questions.
Yeah.
And I guess based on the results, you can say, okay, I can be your friend, or I'm sorry. You're not my type.
Yeah. How do you understand that you are the second type?
I'm always a victim of minor...
Maybe it's just what you think. Maybe it's not that
just
serious.
Just think about my dog. How many times have I lost her?
It's a dog.
It doesn't mean that I'm a bad master. Or my dog is stupid, which is true. But but still, when it happens for like 5-6 times, you start wondering, what's wrong with you? Or when people steal wheel covers, when I just left the car right outside my house in the middle of the day, and then I come back and I see no wheel covers. I mean, it's not a big deal, again, because I'm not the third type.
Mm-hmm.
If I were the third type, that would probably be much more serious. But again, you just start wondering, like, what the hell?
You must make experiments. You must have a group of losers. Maybe with a group of non-losers.
Yeah.
And you must conduct several experiments with them.
How serious should the experiments be? I don't want to be responsible for somebody's tragedies, you know?
No, they have to
I don't
want to
trigger that, you know? They need to sign their consent.
Yeah, we can provide them with free lessons of English.
Yeah, they will not blame me in case something serious happens.
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
You have to write it in small type.
Exactly, so that only after this happens they would have
it. Look, it's written there. Exactly. In small print, you have to always read the small print.
Haven't you never taken credit from the bank?
That's right, yeah. So, and we will go to science.
We were talking recently about starting a psychology session.
I think that this is...
Psychotherapy.
That's right. It is an absolute must because it is very popular. People need...
Professional help.
And we can provide them because, you know, this is one of the main parts of our actually lessons. Because we do...
Listening.
Yes.
And saying,
talking to people.
Saying, yeah, right.
Yeah, that's right. So, did you feel about it?
Have you ever considered going to a psychotherapist yourself?
I was curious.
So just out of curiosity, no real reason.
Well, I think that I need psychological help, but I don't think that there is anyone who could help me, actually. And I think that I'm fine with the way I am. I don't really need to change anything.
You understand that you are not normal, but you're fine with that.
I'm fine. I think that, as like you say, that you are a happy loser, and I think that I'm a happy psychopath or something like that.
I'm happy nuts.
Yeah, that's right. So
I have a friend, my ex student from St. Petersburg, and she has recently told me that she's a very frequent visitor of psychotherapy, and she told me that she was there she's been going there for like 5 years.
I mean, why do people need that?
And when you that's the point. That's the point I want to know. I mean, she's very sociable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she could have talked about her problem with her friend, maybe, or her family member, but mm-hmm. She goes to psychotherapy. That means that there is something in there.
Probably.
Something that her friends or her family members can't give her.
Maybe it's just,
maybe it's just placebo. They believe.
Probably, yeah.
They believe that they help.
Mm-hmm. So. But anyway, yeah, because it's very popular.
So we decided to start it. Dear listeners.
That's right. Yeah. If you need
professional psychological help, visit our website and order a trial lesson.
You just have to mark it. Say without...
No level of English, just psychological help.
Yeah, psychotherapy.
Even if you don't speak Russian or English, we can keep on saying, okay?
Okay. Yeah. So we wanted to have
milk production.
Milk production. But I don't think that's it. When will we start?
In a year. Okay, so now we are now in the process of developing corporate style.
That's right.
Yeah. Packaging, logos. I mean, everything is going to be under the Linguistov project, but still there should be some separate design maybe.
Milk? Especially goat milk. It is rich in vitamins.
Protein.
It's something that you might, for example, lack to understand English.
Yeah. And so if you start drinking our milk, you improve your English. Because we have English-speaking goats.
That's right. Yeah,
bilingual.
We constantly speak to them in English.
If you want to drink the type of milk produced by English-speaking... Well, it's actually kind of difficult to call them English-speaking.
English understanding.
English understanding goats. Then
I mean, they have English mentality. They have the logic of the English language inside.
They can't bear in English.
That's right. But still, this milk will definitely help you
with your English. Yep.
Your abilities, mm-hmm. and it will make the process go much faster.
Uh-huh.
So, Linguist
of milk. Linguist of milk.
Mm-hmm.
I think it sounds pretty international.
Yeah, I think so. And we can also make cheese. Do you know, goat's cheese is
the
best cheese in the world. We can even beat France.
Beat France will become international brand.
Yeah, famous for their milk and milk
products. So how to make a perfect Caesar salad? You take a linguist of cheese.
That's the base of the dish.
Exactly. No other type of cheese is suitable.
That's right. Everything is better with linguist of cheese. Just put it in anything.
We don't have cheese yet, but we already have advertising.
So anyway, dear listeners, if you are interested,
leave a comment.
Write to us.
Yeah. And by the way, we do not smoke anything.
It's for real. You see, it's for real.
Yeah, we do not need. We can ship it to any place.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Or we can send milk and you'll get kefir.
As a bonus?
No. as a result of the Russian Post.
Oh, yeah. So.
Which book are you currently reading?
I'm finishing the book which you gave me, A Girl with a Dragon Tattoo.
Yeah, Dragon Tattoo by Stieg Larsson. The first question that came to my mind was, why was the author, a male author, interested in beaten, badly treated women? He was himself a journalist. Yeah, why made him be so compassionate and so interested in women's fate?
Have you read anything about this problem, like women being abused?
When in Sweden?
In Sweden, yeah, because there were...
It's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't read any details, any cases, but the way that is described in this book, how they sent prostitutes.
I think it's put everywhere, especially girls who are immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true that no one really looks for them, like they're illegal.
So, I mean, it's true, yeah.
There are some countries where it is legal to be a prostitute, right? So what is it?
Thailand.
So, yeah.
Well, I mean, it has its positive sides when it's legal.
Yeah.
And there are some taxes, probably.
I suppose so.
You can calculate your income.
Mm-hmm.
You can officially claim it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can retire.
That's right. You can collect money for your retirement.
Yeah. So. I had this situation when I was at school. I was about 14,
mm-hmm.
and I lost my keys. And you know, my dad was very upset. Mm-hmm. Every time I would lose keys, he would get very, very upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was afraid that somebody would find them, break into the house. So that evening, I told him that I lost my keys, probably in the art school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about 7 in the evening. And he told me to go to the art school and look for the keys.
Okay.
And I was standing on the bus stop in January evening, 7 p.m., approximately 7 p.m. And then one lady comes to me and says, "Working?" And the point is, I didn't understand her question, so I said, "No, just studying."
Oh my God.
And then she's like, "No clients." I said, "What?" So I kind of got suspicious of, mm-hmm. what kind of clients is she talking about? And then we started chatting. She happened to be a professional prostitute,
mm-hmm.
very talkative. Mm-hmm. And she's like, "Want a coffee?" I'm like, "Sure." Because, you know, I was very curious. I was a curious teenager. So we had a cup of coffee in a cafe, and she told me about her profession. She happened to be a very nice lady. She had 2 children.
Mm-hmm.
She had a full-time job somewhere in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And in the evening, just like a hobby, she was working on the street.
So she just enjoyed it?
Yeah, she just liked it. She had her set of favorite clients.
Mm-hmm.
She liked it. And again, some additional source of income, mm-hmm. to the family. Mm-hmm. Why not? Her husband knew about it.
Oh.
So okay. He had nothing against it. According to what that woman told me,
mm-hmm.
there are several types of prostitutes. Those who do not want it, but mm-hmm. they have their perks who control them, and they can't escape this kind of life,
mm-hmm.
because probably their ID is taken away yeah. from them or something yeah. like that. So they're like slaves. The second type is probably drug abusers,
mm-hmm.
Some who need money,
mm-hmm.
to buy drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And the third type... Slower. Sneezing. And the third type are, again, the women who consciously do it,
mm-hmm.
who understand the consequences, who probably have families, and they are the safest type, I think, because they do not abuse, mm-hmm. alcohol or drugs. They do it because they like it,
mm-hmm.
or because it's what they can do professionally.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Again, I'm not probably the one who would give you a consultation on that type of subject. But I'm flattered that you are interviewing me. But
the video chatting, sort of.
Yeah, right? These are the funniest ones. I've listened recently somewhere on the podcast that this woman, a married woman,
mm-hmm.
was sort of, you know, doing that online prostitution. But her husband was somewhere on a business trip.
Mm-hmm.
And then just imagine, out of millions of potential viewers, who was the viewer?
Oh my God.
It was her husband. And he divorced her because he caught her red-handed. He mm-hmm. didn't know what she was doing while he was away. And why not? I mean, the woman found herself, found how she could make money.
That's right. Yes.
So what was wrong about it? And he was like, "On our bed,
mm-hmm.
how dare you?" I mean, she was alone. Oh, yeah. So anyway, one more idea.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So our prostitutes will be all bilingual, and they'll always have a bottle of milk with them.
That's right. Yes, exactly.
I like the idea. So, thank you very much for listening.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we saw Maleficenta yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Love this movie. Highly recommended, yeah. Yes. The plot is very unusual. There is no prince.
There is
a kind of prince, yeah. But
he's quite useless. And
he did not perform his functions.
That's right. He couldn't even find a castle. kind of prince are we talking about?
I liked the idea that there was no prince.
Yeah,
so, if you like some non-traditional approach to traditional fairy tales, go and watch Maleficenta with the beautiful but very thin Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Do you think she's thin?
I think so. I think that she needs a little bit of...
Her cheekbones are very...
Protruding.
Protruding, yes. So she needs to eat a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
So anyway, Angelina.
Angelina, yes.
If you're listening. Please.
Please.
We can send you goat milk.
Yeah.
And cheese.
And cheese. Just start eating. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's it. You don't need to lose any more weight.
It's true.
But yeah, the movie was great. I liked it.
So you were great there, Angelina.
I'm talking to listeners and Blondie is talking to Angelina.
Well, can't a girl dream?
And then suddenly next day they receive an email from Angelina.
Okay,
I'm eating, yes.
Just send me like a pack of your...
How do you call it? Milk?
Linguist of milk, right?
Yes. Anyway, go and watch the movie.
Yep.
Read the book, which Landish is reading right now. And
don't forget to visit our website.
Don't forget to visit our website, which is www.linguist.ru.
Yeah.
Even if you are from another country,
yep,
then you'll understand the doodles.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you, and we are back to eating.
Goodbye.
Bye.